Welcome to Three Cops Talk. On this podcast, three active duty police officers discuss behind-the-scenes stories and real-life accounts of what it's like to be a cop. Every episode, you'll get an inside look at the challenges and dangers they face on a daily basis, as well as the triumphs and inspirational moments that make it all worth it. If you want to understand more about the men and women who put their lives on the line for us every day, then this is the show for you. And now your hosts, Chris, Scott, and Sean.
On this episode, Chris provides us the content topic of First Amendment auditors, which is a relatively new phenomenon for us as cops, and dealing with these self-proclaimed rights monitors that operate largely in the realm of social media. And in our typical fashion, we provide some thoughts, experiences, and advice on how to deal with these subjects while on the job.
Views and opinions expressed in this episode belong solely to the hosts and do not represent the views of any professional organization. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Well, Rich Uncle Chris is joining us with the show content today from sunny Florida.
Hello.
Chris is risen.
Right. Hello. Just kidding.
Chris has a bit of a surprise for us today. This is like a potluck. We have no idea what's right, coming out of this. We're showing up. He said to us, just be there. And Scott and I, as usual, are there.
Right.
Scott fought, like he fought killer traffic on the tri-state.
Coming from the O'Hare area, the glorious Governor Pritzker prides himself on all the signs when you drive through Illinois. Open road tolling. There's no more. It's like it's a magical ride at Disney. Like, oh, open road tolling. This is like Space Mountain.
Yeah.
But it's saddled with huge fees that you have no idea because they don't even post the, you know how they used to post how much the tolls were? You know, you knew like, hey, if it's a car, it's 50 cents. If it's, you know, a truck with a trailer, it's 80 cents. There's no more. You don't even know how much you're paying.
Right.
And they've eliminated all the booths where you would pay to go through. So you have no idea. And the roads are garbage. It's like it's a free-for-all, you know, driving. And, you know, it's now I'm going left. Now I'm going right. Now I just, you know, ran over a 2x4 in the road because they're doing construction. Like, you know, yet the money increases for the tolls every day. So any of you that have traveled through Illinois on 294, which goes, you know, basically like Michigan, Chicago, Wisconsin, through Indiana and all the way up to like Wisconsin, and especially by O'Hare Airport, it is a complete nightmare. So, and I had training up. That's why I'm bitching about this, because I had training up that way today. And what should be probably like a 30-minute drive, after you blow out four tires and have your windshield smashed by a rock flying from somewhere, you know, it's an hour and 30 minutes.
Nobody gets out of here alive.
But our rest stops have Cinnabons. So
right.
I don't listen to any of it. I don't listen to any of
right.
it.
Right.
It's totally worth it.
So when you need
totally
to calm down from all the road rage, you just pull in. Nice warm Cinnabon.
Cinnamon.
All right.
Cinnamon.
All right. All right. Yeah.
I'm
right.
good to go.
Good.
Right.
I'm right. going to have a cup of coffee. I'm going to get back on the road and try not to, you know, rip my steering wheel off.
So let me tell you what's excellent about Florida. That's just the opposite of that.
Florida roads are great.
I take Debbie and the young one to Miami last night because they're on a cruise this week. So I'm driving to Miami. Some country band, whatever. But you go there and then, you you pay your toll to Sun Pass. Bing!
Sun Pass, right.
50 cents. Yeah, 50 right. cents. Right. Well, on the way there, roads are smooth. There's nothing in the roadway. People are waiting to pull stuff off the road. And I come in, and then for some reason, my iPass fell off. Okay, that's kind of weird. Well, looks like there's a chip in my windshield. Okay. So I pull in to where a nice lady goes, "Hi, sir, how are you doing? Your tolls, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "My app is on the floor. Could I go grab it?" And she goes, "What happened?" I said, "My windshield just cracked." She goes, "Oh, did you know in the state of Florida that your insurance has to pay without a deductible and not going against your insurance?" "Oh, I didn't know that. And here's your change. Have a nice day."
Wow.
On my way to a nice
tea. And she handed you an iced tea.
Sweet tea?
Scott, you should take inspiration from a young alien Gonzalez, your hope to escape from a communist regime for the toll system paved with gold in Florida.
Right. And free windshield.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he became a tool of the communist regime in Cuba. South Carolina is just, it's somewhere in between those two where there's not, there's no road worth paying for, so they don't charge you. You know what I mean? Basically.
So there's just no fee. Like, you don't owe us anything. Thanks.
Get out of North Carolina and you come in from Georgia, you literally go down from like 3-5 lanes down to 2 lanes going in each direction, and there's usually a truck somehow some way on the shoulder that's blocking one of those lanes. Like, we're a fiscally responsible free state, which oftentimes means we don't really pay for shit. That's why you don't have high taxes, but you know, you have really crappy roads.
Well, we have both crappy roads and high taxes, so it's nice that you found
somewhere in between. Is like I said, even Stephen, South Carolina.
And if you're on the Bishop Ford, you might get a bullet thrown at you.
That's what they're doing here. They're like, oh, you know, your windshield, if it's shot here in Chicago, it is covered by insurance. Like, it's just a rock jump here. It's
but you have to pay a $500 deductible.
But you have to pay a bullet tax. Like, wait a second. My windshield got shot.
All right, Gotovka. What do you got in store for us today?
I've been getting sent and I've been inundated, you know, with the stuff off TikTok and all this stuff about these auditors. Okay. Everybody's sending me the stuff and whatever. Cause when it comes to these auditors, I'm like, I do everything in my power to find them and just wordsmith them till they get in handcuffs or they comply or they cry.
First Amendment auditors. Okay? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I got about 3 or 4 of these the other day and I'm like, okay, This it's getting so stupid because all they want to do is they want to get arrested and then they want to try and sue everybody. So I saw one where one of the auditors actually got arrested, went to court, and I'm not going to tell any of these guys' names. He goes to court and the judge tells him to give him the cell phone because his cell phone's on. And as he walks over to give it to the prosecutor, the bailiff takes it and he calls him a pig. And the judge is like, what?
Florida, that's probably not a good idea.
What?
No.
Well, anyway, he ends up with 180 days in jail. Then he comes out and asks for bail reduction. And he is a totally different, changed person standing there shackled together. So I'm like, you know, why do these guys do it, number one? And how can we do better in regards to, you know, to doing this? So what I've watched is, and this is going to be like a little educational, a little funny, I would hope. So the one I've watched is about, you know, these oligarchs, the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights, the Bill of Rights. So here's what we're going to do. The one I'm watching, and I have a feeling Sean's going to go all these because it's not going to be as funny as I thought. So all right. So here's what he leads off with. And what I want to do is we'll see if you know it, then we'll go over it, and then we'll see how it pertains to law enforcement. Okay, so this guy comes up and he goes, hi, I'm so-and-so. Do you know the Third Amendment? Do you know you're sworn to the Constitution? Do you know what the Third Amendment is? And these coppers are like, what? Do you need any police service? Like, I'm not doing your homework for you. And he goes on a rant that, you know, I pay for your salary and, you know, you have to do what I tell you, blah, blah, blah. So what is the Third Amendment?
The housing of troops. You can't be forced to house troops. Like, it was back in the day when the Brits were here as an occupying army, people used to have to give up their property to allow them to use it. I mean, there's plenty of places down here in Charleston that people talked about that, like where they would just take over, like, let's say a plantation. I know you can't say that word because it's dirty to a lot of people, but that's what they were called back in the day. Or they would take over a building that was, you know, basically the colonists had built and say, well, because of the king's right, we can take that over. And, you know, that was a big deal back in the day. And the fact is that you at any time could have troops staying in your house. Like, I wouldn't want troops staying in my house now because of MREs. GIs will destroy your pubs. Right?
I want their cigarettes.
Scott's walking around with the Lucky Strikes in his hat.
Because I don't have a county address, I can't have any of those open, toxic burn pits.
Right. Okay, so here's what it says. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor the time of war, but in the manner to be prescribed by law. Okay, so, all right, it's the Third Amendment, and you're asking, okay, what if I had to know the Third Amendment when I'm on the street being a policeman, you moron? I don't think you want – I don't think we're going to be in a time of where you're going to be auditing me on what the Third Amendment is. Okay, we're probably in a
war of some
sort.
They pull your body cam video and they see your phone just Googling in front of your body cam what the Third Amendment is. Like, yeah, I got it right here.
Right. Are you concerned that I'm going to ask to come stay at your house tonight?
Listen, I don't want to stay at your house.
I'm not a soldier.
Right. It depends on what's for breakfast.
And by the way, this is the back of when I go to church on Sunday. The Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the Pledge of Allegiance are all in the back of my Bible. So I started actually reading these, and I'm sitting there in church going, and I'm supposed to be listening, and I'm not, and I'm going, you know, this moron's asking us about the Third Amendment, and I'm like, what has that got to do with me right now taking some dope dealer down or, you know, looking for some rapist or a murderer? Like,
stood up during joys and concerns of the congregation and asked him.
But who knows the Third Amendment?
But your condo in Wisconsin, Chris, before you sold it, you were now housing members of the Wisconsin National Guard up there.
Why are you taking my lawnmower? We got to cut the grass where all these soldiers are living. Well, this is bullshit.
Chris is looking at guys like, you can't stay in my house because you got flat feet. You can't be in the military.
I'd be like, hey, who do I send the rent bill to?
To Chris's point, like, if you know anything a little bit about this stuff called our rights, like the things that you should be bugging a cop about would be, let's just go out on a limb here, the Fourth.
Right.
Fifth, yes. The sixth, the eighth,
first.
I mean, yes. those are the ones that, like, okay, yeah. Fourth is the most obvious one.
The Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued upon the probable cause supported by the oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Now, I'm no genius. But I think that is more important than some soldier knocking on my door asking to sleep in my bed.
When you think about these auditors, the thing, all they're trying to do is really get you angry. Mm-hmm. We're joking about it or whatever. But if you know what you're doing as a police officer, I welcome it. My entire existence is now on video. Think about this. Like body cameras have basically like think of body cameras like way movies theaters think about Netflix. They've destroyed the business. People don't go to movie theaters as much now because Netflix is there. Like, things can be released on that level. I'll just wait 6 weeks and it'll be out. Like, I won't have to pay for Oppenheimer because I pay a monthly fee for Netflix. And I'll watch it after it gets all the awards, but still get the same effect out of it without paying $10 for a box of Raisinets.
I sneak the Raisinets in from Dollar Tree.
Think about it. Every agency has a policy in which your body camera will be reviewed randomly by a supervisor.
Right.
If at this point you haven't been in IA because of those things or haven't been counseled or talked to for negative reasons about that, this is your audition tape for a First Amendment auditor.
Right.
You've taken away their teeth by being on camera all day. But the thing is that generationally, a lot of younger officers, think about how they communicate. They communicate via text and they don't interact with people on the level that I'm not saying the right, wrong, really. It's just
it's just different.
A dynamic of their existence. And when you talk to these young officers, a lot of them are like, oh, man, this auditor, I don't want to deal with an auditor. I'm like, man, bring it.
Right.
If you're not doing anything wrong, bring it. Just don't let the dude get under your skin. Case in point, there's a guy I work with who's got a law degree who I love to watch when people come up on him and start, you know, trying to get him to trip up on the law and laws. And he's like John Houseman from The Paper Chase.
I will myself give you the facts of a case.
Takes their legs out from under them, and it's great. And it's all done in a very dignified and, you know, informative manner, which is completely defeating to these people.
Right. And you see them like, you know, what's your name, a badge number, you give it to them. Oh, do you know the Third Amendment? You're protecting my rights and you should know that. Listen, I'm here to tell you, if some soldier wants to stay at your house and we are not in time of war, guess who you're going to call?
Right. And I am not your personal police officer. I serve the entire community. Right. So I provide service to you, but in general in the community. And I remember this is going back a ways, probably at least 15 years ago. We had that. Remember, we had a situation where we had people that were doing that they were trying to catch people like coming out of the lot. You know, and they wanted to engage you in this or come into the front lobby. And like to Sean's point, and that was even before body cams. It's like, hey, listen, I spend a lot of time on calls getting screamed at and yelled at and called every name in the book. if you want to sit here and just debate me about like what I know and my legal knowledge and you want to talk about it, you're not going to get under my skin. I mean, if you want to have a conversation about it, I know you're trying to, that's what maybe some of these younger folks don't understand. It's like, you're trying to goat me into something and I'm not going to take the bait on it. I mean, I'm not going to let you insult me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be your punching bag, but at the same time, if those folks that do that kind of stuff, they, you know, it's always under the guise of like, oh, it's better government and transparency. We want to show this and all that. But really, a lot of times it's them trying, you know, those folks are trying to rope you into something. And if you just like to actually talk to them, and it kind of deflates the thing that they're trying to do. Like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting you to actually engage me like a person. Yeah, I'll engage you as a person. Right. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Like I watched some of these, I watched some of these videos and I'm like, if it were me and I didn't know the Third Amendment until I got, you know, frustrated, I'd be like, you know what? I don't know. But I tell you what, I do know the First, I do know the Fourth, I do know the Fifth. I do. So I know what's important to me today. So if I don't know it, it's probably not important to me now. So what is it? And let's have a discussion. And like, you know.
Well, because you get the same thing from people they'd say, like, on a traffic stop. Well, you should know all the traffic laws because you're a police officer. I don't know. That book is 3 inches thick. I can't rattle off every violate. Well, you probably can't because you're a traffic guy. But, like, the rest of us can't rattle off every single violation.
I always have to go like this. You know what? I'll go look that up for you. Wait here.
I mean, yes, we are expected to know the law and be able to apply the law too. But it doesn't mean that we are legal scholars and I know every single law of the state that I work in that I can rattle off the top of my head, or every single traffic law in the entire state of Illinois.
Again, it's they're leading with the stuff that has no pertinent, and they try and debate these people or debate these coppers, and they're asking about the most asinine things that have nothing to do. And here's what I'm saying: don't take debait. But like Sean said and Scott said, have a discussion with them. I really don't know one.
Well, I mean, handle your business first. Take care of what you need to do. Not let them interfere with the nature of what you're there for. But these folks think because the First Amendment is like that, they can walk up to the middle of a stop, and some of them have really pushed the limits of this stuff. And the media has some questions about these folks as well, because they're calling themselves like citizen journalists, and they're coming up and they're doing what like news media people do. Look, let me explain something.
Yeah, they say that they're members of the press or whatever.
The members of the press know well enough that they would never do that, because if they continued to do that, they would never get information from us without having to subpoena or do it, all of these things. Like, there's a whole dynamic that exists amongst that. But the bottom line is that person can actually go to jail depending upon where it's at. A lot of people are like, well, you can't do that to me. That's not right. You're not like, I mean, some of these guys live in that sovereign citizen world where they're like, there's this like idea that they can do whatever they want whenever they want to do it. Know your policy if you're a copper. As an ordinary citizen, you could look, I could have stopped you for a seatbelt violation. You want to get on your way because I want to write you a warning. This guy comes up now, or girl, whoever it is that's holding his camera, and he can be there because he can film me doing my job. He can severely delay the circumstances under which you're in trouble. Now, 100%. Mind you, this guy has an agenda, like a lot of people do that deal with the police. Oh, you're giving her a warning and not a ticket because of, let's say, myriad of reasons. Some could be race. Some of it could be she's young and you're old and creepy. All of these things. But now I'm there as a police officer going, well, I'm going to get in trouble if I don't do this. And this First Amendment auditor is going to think that we're all a bunch of racists. So I'm sorry, ma'am. I got to write you a ticket, bull. And it's always my discretion. But the bottom line, if this becomes problematic enough, do we have enough strong enough leaders to stand behind us and say that doesn't happen? I work for an organization that I do. I really do. I don't think I always did. But I do now.
No, but for me, I'd be like, okay, your First Amendment right, you could videotape, but do it over there, and I'm only going to tell you once, because now you're impeding my stop. You're wasting this person's time. This is an officer safety issue. Go record over there.
Right.
And if he doesn't, he gets locked up for interfering. It's that simple. It's not personal. It's business.
So they want less police in our society. They want less police doing things. This guy shows up at my stop, as usual, doesn't listen, refuses to listen. I'm not sure what his motivations are. I got to call. Hey, can I get a second unit over here? There's a guy over here filming. He's interfering. I'm asking him to leave. I need a supervisor here now. Now you are purposely, as a First Amendment auditor, asking for police officers to come out there because they live in this illusion that the regular media has done a great job of convincing a lot of people to, and academia as well to a certain degree, that we're all out here doing stuff for nefarious reasons. We got to deal with this guy. If I make a stop or I make a contact with somebody, I got to do what I got to do. But if this guy kind of turns it into something else, now you're getting more resources involved in this that could be doing things that are hopefully more useful than what we're dealing with there.
And when we started, it was not the world of like cameras and camera phones and everything else. So it was a different time. But with police work has evolved with that, with in-car cameras, then body cameras, you know, and then everybody has an iPhone. So everything is video and audio. You know what I mean? Everything you're doing in this job is video and audio. So whatever you're doing, not only is there like your account of what's happening, there's potentially the person in the car's account of what's happening or their friend in the car who's, you know, recording you. And so those folks that are on the outside, yes, you kind of like, we're accustomed to that more now because everybody's got a phone in their hand all the time. But when it rises right to that level of you are interfering with what I am doing in this space right here, what I'm doing, you know what I mean? That's where it crosses a line.
Right. And again, I just think that instead of being afraid of this, I would embrace it. All right. So here's another one. So the other one I was watching, the Seventh Amendment. Do you know what the Seventh Amendment is? Because you really know the Almighty constitutional rights. You know the Seventh Amendment. What's the Seventh Amendment? Do we know?
I'm Googling.
Anyone?
I know, but I don't want to be the dork that keeps answering this.
No, what is it?
A jury trial, right to a jury trial.
Suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of a trial by jury shall preserve, no fact tried by the jury shall be otherwise re-examined to the court of the United States and according to the rules of the common law. Okay. So now that, okay, ask about that.
Okay.
Ask about, you know, but they're baiting us into something that really it's just annoying to so they can get a large settlement.
I'm so glad you have this all in your Bible, by the way, Chris.
We're on a mission from God.
Like the trial one, if someone was to make that, like they want to start an argument with you about like the trial thing. Hey, we welcome the trial process. Like is what it is. I mean, you go out and do your job as a police officer. And if you have to charge someone with a crime, it is your job to be thorough and well-documented and do things within the law. Like that is what you're supposed to be doing. So yes, are there times, and we've had hundreds of them in our career that you go to trial over something? Yes, because that is right. The court process. I have no issue with that. And I certainly hope if I have to go to a trial that I have done the best job that I can and documented whatever it is, the facts surrounding that arrest, that I'm going to win that trial. Right. And you win some and you lose some. But again, you don't, there's some times where you walk away from those like, hey, this is bullshit. I thought that this was, you know, a win.
Right.
But it's a cat and mouse game. But you don't dwell on it forever. And honestly, right. if there's something that it doesn't go your way, you use that as a learning experience and say, hey, maybe I should have documented this better, or maybe I, you know, should have asked this question. You know what I mean? You don't take it as like, oh, I'm not good at my job or whatever. It's like, hey, that is the system. So again, if someone's coming and throwing that in your face, you're not going to get me. I just end up talking to you about it. You're not going to get me aggravated about it.
John said, and you guys said earlier, I think when you invite them in, I think it's much more. They get deflated. The other thing is I notice on a couple of these, when you use, if you know their name and you use their name, they're all pissed off. They go, well, I'm recording. Stop calling my name. Why would I stop calling your name, John? I mean, you asked me my name.
You know my name. It's right here. It's on my shirt. Yeah.
If this auditor's behavior rises to the level of physical interference on the lawful contact you've made with a member of the public, you have at least at the ordinance level in most cities or municipalities of a interference with a public official charge that you can go with.
Right.
Now, if they walk up to you after you come out of a Starbucks, just like a consensual encounter with the public, sir, do you have anything else you need from me right now? If there's nothing pressing, you're not in any immediate danger or need, I'm going to go ahead and walk away. Prior to this, I definitely would have made sure my body camera was on, however, and I would have made sure that people understood it was clearly evident that he made contact with me and that I need to provide a counter to no doubt the highly edited version he's going to present on social media. But body cameras aren't the only thing you can utilize as a countermeasure in this. As a last resort, you can actually play music that's copyrighted. Like, you don't have a right to play the song. These guys want to go to YouTube to post their audits, and YouTube has these really restrictive copywriting tools. They have, you know, AI that will listen to a video and determine that if you don't have right to that song, it can't be played. Generally, how it works is you're sitting in your car, taking care of the paperwork, documenting the reason for the stop or whatever, and these guys will come up and kind of at that point harass you at the side of your car with their camera and everything else because it's in a public place. So a lot of the officers have gone to, you know, playing copyrighted music via their AM, FM radios in their cars. So that being said, that begs to ask you guys, which artist would you prefer to assist you with a copyright infringement on a persistent First Amendment audit?
Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. Because then when they're talking and I go, bop, bop.
He's enjoying.
They're like, what's wrong with this guy? He's unstable. So good. So good.
I don't know.
Now you're a YouTube influencer just because you're so funny. And backfires on again.
Cop on traffic stop sings Neil Diamond. He's an internet sensation.
Chris, who you go with?
Air Supply.
Right.
The Air Supply or the Bee Gees?
Or better yet, go to these obscure amendments that exist out there. Like, you know, there's, you know, all of the amendments that are out there. Go like deep. Go real deep on the amendments. All right, you're out here auditing me. Why don't you tell me what you know about the 25th Amendment? Maybe instead of paying attention to a lowly cop, maybe you should be more concerned about who the president of the United States chooses to be his successor if he cannot complete the job. And right now, we should be very, very concerned about that. But no, spend your time with me, please.
And after Sean says that, It's You Dropped a Bomb on Me by the Gap Band. Yes. Whoa.
Most of our chiefs or whoever out there listening to this like would say, those guys are saying make this a game. All I'm saying is go into this situation armed with some information yourself and understand like what's going on. Like our job is to talk to people. And to Scott's point, every single thing we do is on video audio. Like if you're going to come into this profession or be a part of this profession, you got to know how to talk to people. Now, I understand that not everybody can be a gifted communicator. But in the same sense, if you know what you're doing and you know how to deal with it, why are you letting these people get under your skin?
To your point, we're not talking about mocking people. Like we're joking, but we're not talking about mocking people. We're just talking about this is a real thing that we deal with, and it's going to continue to be a real thing. And just arm yourself with the knowledge to have these kinds of discussions with people and use those same skills that we use in a variety of situations and just apply that same thing here. You know, and whether people like your response or not. Hey, okay. You either want to talk to me or you don't. You want to talk to me like an adult? We can talk. But if you're going to just do it to try to aggravate me, I'm not taking the bait. Like, okay.
Now, if you're going to scream at me that I work for you and you pay my salary, first and foremost, look at your tax bill, number one. Thanks for the $27.37 that you send because everything else goes to the schools. All right. Number one. But number two is like, as a cop, I wouldn't be afraid to say, you know what? I don't know the third because I don't use it every day, but I know the fourth, the fifth, the first, you know, the 15th and 14th. I do know those extensively because that's what I use every day. So tell me about it. And then they'll probably look at you like you have four heads because they probably don't know. And just like you said, Scott, do you have a police matter that you need assistance with right now? No, then I have to go do my sworn civic duty and protect the people I swore to protect and be done. You know, don't just don't take the bait. And it's just it's so stupid. But again, have a little bit of knowledge and prepare yourself for what you're going to say if they come up and they start this. You know, give your name and rank and just ask or name and badge number and just say, hey, you know, if you don't need any police service, then there's nothing we need to discuss because I don't have to sit here and talk to you. Just like you don't have to answer questions if you're not involved in an investigation, we don't have to answer questions unless we're doing anything. We don't.
Another one that I'm calling into question is the 16th.
He's just While you talk, he's just looking up amendments.
I got him rolling now. He's going to be up all night. What is that one?
Chris, I can't believe you don't know this one and don't appreciate what I'm saying here. It's the federal income tax.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Chris actually runs up to IRS agents and questions them about the 16th Amendment.
Whoa, come here.
And he's wearing that green see-through visor, that old school accountant visor.
You can claim that as a business expense. No, that was changed in 2019.
Right? Chris is an IRS auditor, IRS agent auditor.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you. Hope you got a little something out of this. And please, wherever you get your podcast, please go there, download, subscribe, leave a rating, review. Tell your friends. We're trying to get the positive word out to the world about bridging this gap between, you know, the real world police work and what the fallacies are. And also, if you have a subject that would you like us to discuss, please go to 3copstalk@gmail.com. And look up there. You can send an email there. You get old shows there, and then email us anything, you know, suggestions that you may have for a show. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. Please tell your friends, leave a rating, review, subscribe where you get your podcast, and have a blessed day.